Welcome back, guys. We're going to be talking about something different today. What we are going to be talking about is horror movies and what has happened to horror movies, man. I want to get into this because I feel like I'm not the only one that's feeling like this. I'm pretty sure there's other horror movie fans out there that are sitting around and wanting either better characters, better story, better graphics, better something that we are getting more rather than less in the horror movie genre. So let me go ahead and tell you guys my issues that I'm having with the horror movie genre. The issues I am having currently is I feel like there is nothing that they can do that we have not already seen. And that's the ultimate truth. We've seen, no matter what way you want to put it, for a paranormal story, a monster story, a serial killer story, a crazy stalker story, mom story, dad story, sister, brother, crush, whatever type deal, right? Or some type, just anything that's pretty much close to the same kind of story we've seen that is either inspired by another movie or we've seen from another movie. The last several movies that have been the top, I would say, horror movies, I'm gonna be honest, guys, have not been impressive. They've sucked. They've sucked. And it's really sad to say. Because it's like, okay, what has happened? What has happened? So-called horror movie, Lisa Frank Frankenstein, that sucked. We're getting another, Winnie the Pooh Bloody Honey Tree thing. I'm not gonna watch that crap. I'm not, guys. If you like it, great. Good for you. I'm not gonna watch it. I am not gonna watch that crap. It is stupid. And I'm not gonna watch some, I even tried watching Night Swim. That was beyond stupid. I haven't done a review on the channel because I didn't feel like it was worth my time to even do a review on it. There are a couple movies out there that I want to try, but I have not had the time to watch, or I'm actually freaked out that it's gonna be worse. And I'm like, what's gonna happen? What is gonna happen to me to where it's like, is it worth my time? Is it worth how I'm feeling about this? It makes no sense. It truly doesn't. A lot of these horror movies have become very average. Really no jump scares. No this, no that. I have become so used to horror movies that I know what to expect, that I know probably what's gonna happen. Now there's some movies that I've come across where I'm like, oh, I'm actually surprised. And in that, in my mind, makes it a good movie. Because movies, like for prime example, the Thanksgiving movie, which was not that bad. The last Scream movie was not that bad. No Way Up was not that bad. Movies like that can get you to think, okay, who's gonna survive? And you start coming up with different theories of who may survive, who may not. It may be this girl and guy, or this guy and this kid, or this girl and this kid, or this father and daughter, or the dad may die, or the mom may die, whatever. And again, it's just become, I think, laziness. Because a lot of the movies that have been coming out lately within the horror genre, that's either been low budget films, high budget films, mid-budget films have been either, I would say, average or way below average. There's been very few that have made me go, damn, that was a good movie. That was a good horror movie. Or I was impressed by this. It's either the characters suck, the writing sucks, the acting sucks, or just all around everything sucks. And it makes me wonder, what is going on? Is it laziness? Is it no thought put into these films, no story put into these films? Because you look at some of these films, especially franchises that's been going on for however many years, right? And you're confused by why did they do it this way or why did they do it that way. It makes no sense. And you go back and you're like, wait a minute. That didn't make sense because this contradicts what happens in the previous film. And again, that's lazy writing. Now, again, that's happened in previous movies. I'm not saying it hasn't. But at the same time, it makes me realize what has happened to movies, horror movies especially, because a lot of these horror movies, again, there's no horror movie franchise that's perfect. There's no horror movie that's perfect. I'm going to say that now, so don't get me wrong. There's issues with the Halloween series. There's issues with the Chucky series. There's issues with the Nightmare Before, a Nightmare on Elm Street series. There's issues with Friday the 13th franchise. You see what I'm saying, guys? There's issues all around. But what I'm saying is it's not the same anymore. It's not the same, you know, even with Saw. It got so outdated of seeing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Same thing with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. Same thing with Friday the 13th. Why do you think a lot of those franchises, they're not continuing because it's so predictable? I'm surprised Chucky is even still going because there's sometimes it's predictable. I can't stand some of the characters that's in the series right now. You guys should already know if you've been following me on this channel, even following my videos on that, because I can't stand some of them. They're so damn annoying or they're just shitty characters. I don't care about them. But that can be a good thing, too. Because you want them gone, and either they do or they don't. Now, I'm hoping that there's going to be a horror movie, sooner or later, that's going to give us what horror fans want. We want something unique. We want something that have been on our minds that can go to paper and then come to life. There are so many unique movies out there that leave you on a cliffhanger and they don't continue it. And that sucks. And they continue it and it's like, what happened? It makes no sense. Or it's not as intensifying as the first one was. Or the characters are not as good. Or the writing is not as crisp. There's always that issue. And or who owns that franchise, or who stars in that franchise, or who writes it, and there's always an issue. And I think that honestly, a lot of the ones that I personally grew up watching for different horror movies, especially the actors or the actresses, you know, everyone's getting older now. Everyone, unfortunately, is getting older now. No one's looking the same. It's not feeling the same anymore, and it's just not as good. It's either not as good, or you don't care anymore. Or the franchise has been so outdated where it's like, okay, well, you know, so-and-so is going to come back. They're going to kill. They're going to do this. They're going to terrorize the town. They're going to terrorize this group of people. And this person is going to screw this person over. This person's cheating on her boyfriend or girlfriend doing this. Or this guy's going to get killed in the dark or in the basement or in the attic or out in the field. It's things like that where it's become so predictable. And especially if you watch horror movies for so many years, you know what to expect. And that's when the movie it becomes a letdown. And when you have a fan like myself that likes horror movies, it becomes really hard to entertain that type of a fan because they know what to expect. And I'm wanting something better than what we've been given. I think we deserve better. I think a lot of us deserve better than what we're getting from the horror industry, and hopefully it improves. I mean, I really do. Hopefully it improves, and we get better entertainment than what we've gotten in the last several years. So, just those are my thoughts. Guys, I'm probably going to be making another video about this that's similar to this, and let me know what you guys think. Like, let me know. Be honest, guys. I mean, again, the entertainment industry is severely changing. And a lot of it's for the worst. It's becoming worse. It's not becoming as entertaining as it used to be. And I'm going to be honest with it. But let me know what you guys think about it down in the comments. Hope you guys enjoyed. And I'll see you, as always, on the next one.